Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashton, Greg Barnes, Inside Carolina, back with you on a Friday. More questions, and this time again for Carolina's offense. Greg, the wide receiver position probably lost more talent than any given position group for Carolina football, maybe ever. Austin Proles, the lone returning big name. Thomas Jackson certainly made plenty of plays. Your take?
Yeah, this is going to be a huge question mark for Larry Fedora and whoever the new starting quarterback will be. A lot of people assume that will be Brandon Harris. Now, that's yet to be determined. But the wide receiver position group is definitely going to play a role in making that transition a lot easier. And one of the things that has to be said is that there's a lot of talent at wide receiver. A lot of it is very inexperienced, however, due to the loss of guys like Ryan Switzer, Mac Hollins, Buck Howard, guys that played for many years and played a lot of snaps. But you know, a guy like Toe Groves is somebody that Larry Fedora continues to hype up. Groves is currently injured. How soon he'll be back, we don't quite know. But that opens the door for guys like Roscoe Johnson, who's a redshirt freshman, Javal Millette, who's a big guy, 6'4", 200 pounds, who has battled some injuries throughout his time. He was a four-star recruit coming out. And then some young guys, JT Calton, as well as Bo Corrales, who are both big, tall wide receivers that are true freshmen. So there's a lot of options at wide receiver for Gunnar Brewer. How quickly those guys adapt and get used to more playing time will go a long way to showing who exactly is going to step up with those positions. But for sure, there'll be a lot of new faces, Tommy, playing for North Carolina at wide receiver in 2017.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.